We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Marty Padgett, editor of thecarconnection.com, as well as High Gear Media. He joins us to offer his insights into Chrysler heading into a fast-track bankruptcy and what we can expect in terms of the future of General Motors at the end of this month. And Marty, it's great to have you with us again.
Thanks. Some big things to talk about, I guess.
Certainly are. And what was the reaction that you gathered from inside the industry to the fact that Chrysler, which avoided for months and tried to avoid for good Chapter 11 bankruptcy, is in fact going through that, although in an expedited fashion?
Well, a lot of people are questioning the whole notion of an expedited or a quick bankruptcy. It's a whole element of uncertainty, and nobody knows if 60 days will be enough even to get through the basics. I think the president's hopeful. I think the Chrysler people are hopeful. And, you know, nobody wants Chrysler to shut down or to go into a dormant state while they fight this out. But, Chapter 11 is no guarantee.
Do most people inside the industry think that this approach outlined by the president is one that's bound for success?
More of the focus inside the industry is, the sales still haven't picked up enough to increase anybody's market share back to healthy levels. So if you sustain Chrysler and you bring in Fiat, you're bringing in a player at a point where the American car market is saturated by brands. So it's better for Chrysler to survive, but is it better for the industry in all to become healthier by cutting capacity?
One of the things we heard from Ford is that they wanted Chrysler to emerge stronger because the whole supply chain and everything else, the whole industry is kind of dependent upon that. Is that a little bit simplistic?
No, there are so many concerns to balance here. Of course, having fewer car companies around makes it better for the survivors, but at the same point, you do have all these suppliers who could very well collapse and stop the parts availability for everybody, for Toyota, for Chrysler, for Honda. Anybody who builds cars in this country would be subject to whatever happened if the supplier network suddenly cratered.
What is the sense within the industry, and I guess specifically inside Chrysler, about how long the government will be calling a lot of the shots here? Some say that the government will eventually decide who replaces Robert Nardelli because it's been announced that he's out as soon as this bankruptcy process is done.
I think it's going to be an advice and consult relationship with Fiat. Fiat will pretty much identify the likely players and have to get some accordance with the government. But they're going to be calling the shots because they're going to be put in charge of steering Chrysler back to health. I think it's more than a five-year prospect for the government to be completely out of the Chrysler business, simply because car sales have to recover, the company has to execute re-engineering of itself, and then they have to start generating profits to pay back some of these loans.
We're talking with Marty Padgett of thecarconnection.com. And Marty, during his statement on Thursday, the president called out some creditors, bondholders, and hedge funds that didn't exactly step exactly into line to what the administration wanted. Now we're hearing allegations from attorneys from these bondholders that they were threatened with basically ruining of reputation. What are you hearing about that?
I've heard some of that, but my take is that it's entirely inappropriate for the president to say that the creditors who have first rights to be repaid should take a seat at the back of the courtroom hearing. These companies put their money up so that Chrysler could turn itself around, and legally they're the first ones who should be paid back. But with stakeholders like the government and Fiat and the UAW involved, there's the gorillas in the room, the titans who are controlling the levers are trying to take their spot first. It's a classic clash of creditors versus the people who are trying to turn a company around inside of Chapter 11.
Inside a minute now with Marty. And Marty, obviously, as I mentioned before, GM's window for restructuring is up now in just a matter of a few weeks here. Are we looking at probably a similar fate as Chrysler or something significantly different?
I don't know. I honestly think that the government would probably step in if there was some sort of pattern or some sort of plan put forth by GM to radically downsize. I think the government would be willing to grant an extension in that case because there's a real scenario for GM's prosperity down the road. But what has to happen between now and then is some furious negotiations. I think GM's going to have to not only put into action what they've already said in terms of shutting down brands, mothballing Pontiac and selling off Hummer, Saab, and Saturn. They're also in discussions with Fiat, which seems to have some interest in Opel and Saab. If they can complete some negotiation that sells a majority stake or sells off those brands entirely to Fiat in the interim, they'll really have a compelling case to avoid Chapter 11.
Marty, a lot of developments still to come, and we hope to check back in with you then. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Marty Padgett is editor of thecarconnection.com and High Gear Media. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join us tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.